Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
We're just doing a little chatter before the show. We don't usually do this, but just talking a little Barbie. Yeah. Well, yeah, Hollywood knows Barbie. What they're doing. They do it right.
Yes. Right.
Problem is what we as humans do with the content, but that's a whole other thing. You guys, look at this. Shh, shh, quiet, quiet, please. Two original Barbies in the power suit, black and white. Look at my girls. Fierce. Not having to be so sexy, fierce. Not having to dance. Just owning their power.
But like so feminine still.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like boss babes in their little outfits. And God, I love them.
I love that.
You know, and like every great prophet, not appreciated in their own time.
True.
Do you know that, Pooja?
I know that now.
Listen, you guys, it's you can tell it's Friday. Welcome to Regular Guy Friday, everybody. We fooled them again, made it to another week.
Right.
It's your day, and let's just go right to that disclaimer, Kelsey.
Right to that disclaimer. If you are new to the show, this is not Heel Squad. This is Regular Guy Friday. So you are welcome to stay, but don't get mad at
Everyone's
us.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited, but don't get mad if you're expecting Maria or some high-level healers, because we heal in more of an economy way here.
Yes.
We have some laughs. A little more regular guy, regular gal speak. So stick around, but don't leave us a one-star review.
Yeah, you're just turn it right off.
Monday through Thursday, you can go get that.
You can get right back in line for your JetBlue Mint flight on Monday.
Correct.
It'll be there for you. But you know, right now, unfortunately, you've been transferred to Spirit.
Spirit's a little,
but
yeah.
You know.
Maybe like a step up.
By the way, you have to love. Shout out to old producer Jeff Graham. For loving Spirit.
Of course he did.
He was obsessed.
Of course he did.
I love Spirit.
Of course
he did. With the big grin. Jeff in the middle seat just crammed in and with the big smile.
Clapping with everyone when they land.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Here we are.
Here we are.
It's Kelsey Pooji, and all the way in South Africa, we have Natasha in the booth.
Right. And the girls in their power suits.
Mm-hmm.
Baccara dancing
Look
on screen.
Yeah, so the big... yeah, we'll talk about some, hopefully some things that matter, but Barbie, yeah, Barbie, saw Barbie.
Oh my Bobby. God.
I saw Barbie last night, and Nat, have you had time to see Barbie?
I have not seen Barbie yet,
girl,
but I am going to see it.
You're going to love it.
It's so good.
You're going to love it.
You know,
it's a love letter to women, really.
We don't want to just do spoilers, but there was just... it's a couple of moments I just knew, you know, with Maria, like, you know, there's the scene they talk about mothers and daughters.
Yep.
That's like, oof.
Yep.
The bond between them. And then the speech
America
Ferrera gives.
Oh, chills.
By the way, you know, Maria's book, whenever she gets around to rewriting it, basically had that whole speech in there. And then Maria was adding stuff. She's like, yeah, and this, and this, and this, and this. And it's also true.
Yeah.
And it was still inventive, and it was funny, and the production design was amazing. The acting was great.
The casting, like,
incredible,
and nostalgia
detail,
too.
Yeah,
I loved it. I mean, because you see the other Barbies that were real, like those other Barbie models. Without giving it away, but
and the Barbie that they made that was not a gay Barbie, but kind of.
Yeah,
yeah.
They discontinued, and Midge, the pregnant, like
the pregnant one.
It was so good. Yeah, just like I keep saying, like down to every single detail. At the like, I don't know.
I mean,
we all gotta see
I can't even imagine how many sequels will come out, and probably spinoffs. Like Ken I know there's already been talk about Ken getting something.
I mean, I hope so. Sure. Ryan Gosling, I think that was his best performance.
Incredible.
Ever. All of them are so good. My favorite, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but there's one line where Margot Robbie saying she doesn't feel pretty, and I was dying because Helen Mirren, who is the narrator,
pipes in
and does the aside that's like, okay, maybe Margot Robbie wasn't the right person to cast in this.
To say that.
To prove that point.
Oh my God, but Greta Gerwig was just so good.
By the
way,
Kelsey, how many beautiful women do you and I know who come and say that to us all the time?
No, I know.
Oh my God, I have this. Oh my God, do I look this? And we're like,
what is wrong with you? I know.
Stunning. What? Yeah. What?
I know.
Yeah.
It was. I felt like it was very poignant, and she did a really good job of hammering points home, but still making it light and funny, and not making it like.
I mean, she's really a classic movie star in the respect Margot, of you think of the old movie stars back in the day who were beautiful, but then also were great actors.
Yeah.
So good.
Some of them were just beautiful men and women, and that's what they were. But then there were ones. Montgomery Clift, you know, was like probably the original Tom Cruise. I mean, it was just, you know, and Olivia de Havilland. But to see her, but you also saw this in her for Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's, and she makes great choices, and she's building a production company as well, or she has one. And you would say the men in your show, the men were not as into the movie.
Oh, yeah. So it's really funny because. my sister and I went to literally the only show we could find on Sunday that was like this 2:45 show.
That's not too civilian Sunday.
No, it wasn't bad. We tried to go earlier and the earlier were filled up. So anyways, 2:45 and it was actually not bad. But then we randomly ran into Carolina and her whole group of friends, and they have with her boyfriend, there's half guys, half girls, right? And it was so funny, the reaction of the men at the end. And it was like half of them were like, oh my God, we loved it. And half of them were clearly triggered. And they're like, yeah, it was fine. And so then I'm talking to Carol the next day and she was so annoyed. She was like, yeah, F that. Like,
well it just proves the point of the movie. Right. Like, them being mad.
Well, the Ken montage.
Oh,
without giving it away.
The dancing.
But when he came. Century City.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
I have to say that it was real. It was so real. Hilarious. And like as a guy, I got so pumped. I'm like, this is awesome. Everything is so cool in this world.
It's Century City.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, gosh. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Well, I was just thinking of the people we know who have offices in Century City.
Of course. So by the way, I've lived this with my mom. Yeah. I've lived it with Maria. I've lived the pain of what women have to deal with, and I'm super sensitive to it. So I got it. The problem is that I have a crystal brain.
Mm.
So like you always say, Kelsey, we know this. The pendulum, it's got to go the other way. So unfortunately, you know, for everyone who take the message the right way, it's just going to be more mutated and it's going to lead to more people being lit on fire which is not the answer to this, but I digress. It was an amazing movie though. It was just a triumph. And by the way, I'm just happy for the movie industry and I'm happy for my wife, Maria Menounos. Hello.
I know.
Doing Newbie in front of every single Barbie.
I know.
Hey queen.
Hey queen. And Women Power with Maria right there. And Greta being the top female director. Greta's.
Incredible.
She was phenomenal.
It was fun to see like everyone, like it seemed like it was one of the first times recently where the world, like the country, like
we needed this
banded together. It's like Harry Potter. Yes. Like there hasn't been a movie like this.
Since COVID, it knocked out the business. So
and there's everyone in their Barbie outfits. People like my friends and I are doing Barbs and Margs, and that's like everyone's doing brunches beforehand and dressing up as different Barbies. But that hasn't been a thing in forever. Forever. And then with Oppenheimer on top of that, it's like everyone, like I bought movie pass because I know I'm going to be spending so much money going to movies now. And I live right across, but it's getting people back, which is
exciting. And again, for us, I'm excited because we're in this business, but even if I wasn't, I'm so nostalgic. Mm. Like you just don't like, I don't want to see things go away.
No.
Right.
No.
Like, you know, so certain things, I get it. They go away, but then other things just get reduced and they kind of settle. So maybe movies won't be, you know, what they were with the big stadium seatings, but at least they can exist. You know, now I know that the business model now has shifted from the big stadium seats with, you know, 300 seats that aren't so comfortable with cup holders to now maybe say 60 seats, but they're recliners, they're more comfortable. And the thought is like, hey, we'll take a loss over here, but we'll make it back, you know, and in making an experience.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, it was, it's just good. I think it's a victory all around.
You know, the other thing I will say about it too, I love just like how much it does bring people together. Like, Pooj, I don't know about your, well, you said you deleted TikTok, but my entire For You page is just like everything Barbie. Yeah. Everything on Instagram, everything on TikTok. And honestly, Kev, it's what I am seeing right now is like more positive than negative. It's more like the sisterhood and less of like the men bashing. Mm-hmm. And I just think that like that's such a good, cool thing.
It has to happen. Yeah. I'm just saying, unfortunately, again, we get an iPhone. It's amazing. And what do we do with it? We get Twitter. It starts out amazing. And then what do we do with it? It's everything.
AI
starts out good. Amazing. And what do we do with it? We're humans. At the end of the day, male or female, we F it up. It doesn't matter. Sorry, I digress.
Guys.
I remind you, you're in the economy section.
Economy Plus.
Economy Plus. Thank you.
Extra legroom. Asterisk.
Of spirit.
Of spirit. Of spirit. But we're going to Europe, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine?
What?
How?
Fly from here to Europe in spirit?
Like well, 11, my... well, especially from West Coast, because you're tacking on another 6 hours just to get out of the country. What were you going to say, Pooj?
My cousin's fiance a few years ago did that, and it was from LA to like Glasgow or something. Jesus. And he was like arguing with my cousins, like, no, spirit's fine. Spirit's fine. My cousin's like, fine. I'm not going with you.
Keep going and waiting for the trap door to open.
He will never fly Spirit again simply because it was so bad. He was like, his back was aching. Yes. I mean, he's also older. Like, it's not like he's younger. He's like old. And so my cousin's like, I told you. He's like, you don't even get water. And she's like, no, like you don't get anything because you're paying $40 to go to Europe. Like, of course you're not going to get anything.
$40 to go to Europe.
And it's also like he's just was cheaping out. It wasn't like he was needing to.
F around and what?
Find out.
Yep,
yeah. That's what she said. She's like, okay, I can't force you. I won't join you, but.
There's got to be either. I don't know. It's got to be a battle. I mean, like in my mind, I have to have a big, giant goal to achieve. If it was like someone's life is on the line or something huge,
right?
I'll do 40 hours.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I'll be downstairs in cargo or under the.
Yeah.
But if it's outside of that, no, it's just not happening.
Yeah. I will say they have some new planes I've flown like this last year, and they're nice. They're
Spirit?
Like, yeah.
So, all right, good
like
to hear.
Like the newer ones are pretty nice.
Well, again, anyway, the spirit of competition and the good side of capitalism is like it started with Virgin America when what's his name started Virgin America. It was you guys were really young. It's how I met Roxy. We flew on the first flight.
Oh, that's right.
From Boston to LA, but it was beautiful planes. You felt like you were in a nightclub, blue lighting, white leather seats.
Wow.
Really courteous, incredible staff.
Interesting.
And, it was run by the older Virgin Records, which again, I'm having a brain freeze right now. So the billionaire who's really dynamic.
Richard Branson.
Yes. So Maria was actually christened the plane.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
And did it with him. And, but that, you know, ended up being bought or sold or whatever, but it led to JetBlue, which, you know, upgraded everything and then hung on almost, that was the Tesla, let's say, of planes, where it hung in long enough as an independent that all of a sudden now, finally, American Airlines has finally upgraded. United's been the slowest.
Yeah,
Delta's now come up. So this is why the spirit of competition is good. And, you know, so much what upsets me is it's not, they all, the old guard all thinks it's money. It's not. It's innovation and it's caring. And so it's taking the time to say, you know, how can we make this experience more pleasant? What are these things we do to like John Taffer's always talking about Bar Rescue. I think what he says, like he teaches and manages experiences. Mm. He's about that. He's like money will come, but it's about experience. So what's the experience like when you go to the bar? It's the experience when you go on that plane. It's the experience like when you listen to this podcast.
Right.
But when you have somebody who really takes the time, like I used to say at AfterBuzz with the 400 hosts, I used to have to tell our staff and, you know, out of all the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you know, I had six grumpies. But I would say to them, you guys, listen to me. Our host, you know, most of them are driving long hours to be here. Some would even fly in. But they're working jobs that are sucking their souls. They're not checking boxes with their dreams. They're waiting tables, or they're working at an office, or they're working at a production company where their dream was to host or broadcast and be on camera. I'm like, so this is where they're coming to release and enjoy. So that's why if you go there, the lighting, it feels like a bar in a nightclub, mm-hmm. but that lighting is set up in that way so you feel good. You are happy. Mm-hmm. And so I would always say, you know, and that's why I did back to Jeff Graham. Jeff was amazing because he'd be like, hey, you know, he was. So I had him front and center.
Yeah.
And the rest, I would just, okay, you're a good worker, but I get it. You're an introvert. So we're going to hide your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, they'd work the day or they'd be, but that didn't take extra money just to say, hey, we love you. We value you. And we're here to like watch our favorite shows and talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's funny working. It's fun. I always tell people who have kids who are athletes. And I always say like the dream doesn't have to end because they're not pro. Even if they don't go play college, you can go work in sports today. There's so many places to work in sports. But one thing I was saying was, whether it's been being blessed enough to go behind the scenes of the Celtics organization, the Patriots organization, ESPN, Barstool, all the places that I've been around that are sports related, when I tell you everyone working there has got a smile on their face. Mm-hmm. And when they have a frown, it's because one of their teams isn't winning, but they're super passionate about it. Yeah. And that's how and I would say in our business, that's how our business should be. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it never made sense. Those entertainment news programs, like we're talking about fashion and red carpet and fun and who's doing what. It should be, we're here because most of us watch this stuff as kids growing up. We want to be part of this. And then you get in and you make it miserable and you're cruel and vicious. And like what this makes no sense.
No sense.
By the way, oh my God. I digress. I'm not going to say anything.
Well,
someone from my past like reached out to me. Hey, Mary, I have a great idea for a show. I'm like, are you?
Interesting.
In what world are you in? Mm. And by the way, it's the luckiest, Maria. Mm. It's like, anyway.
Interesting though.
But you know what? Let me say this. And before we go to break, I will say that I will talk about crap rolling downhill. Mm. You've heard that term, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you were mentioning somebody who gave you some shoes or something, and you mentioned the person's name who was a producer. And I said...
You said half evil.
Yeah, half evil.
And I said...
And then I said, you know, another one where the crap rolled downhill.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's... They always say what the head of the fish... It's the head of the fish that stinks... So the body stinks because of what's out the head is the old saying. Mm. So when they're run by, you know, toxic, crappy people, then they get crapped on, then they crap on the next and they crap on the next. And so I'll always like tell people, you know, you got to be the one to stop the shit from rolling downhill.
Yeah.
Don't be the one that's going to say, yeah, I'm going to, you know. And I think that person you were talking about was, I saw a good side. I also saw the bad side. Yeah. But I also think that person was super impressionable. And if there was a better leader.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to call them out on that. Like, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
And I had to do that many times. I don't know if you remember. Were you around for any of that? But there were many times at AfterBuzz I'd have to say,
we don't do that.
We don't do that here. I don't want to hear that out of you. That's not how we do things. That's not necessary. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll talk about, I'm going to remind everyone about my formula.
Ooh.
You know, they have the form. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to call it the program or the formula.
Well, or both.
But I'm telling you my healing formula, because Stephen Lemieux, a man at 30, was like, Kev, is the dragon's blood back?
Ooh.
I'm like, I don't know. It might be. I go, I've been on the formula now or the program.
Yeah.
Pooja will tell me what the better name is.
Okay.
But I'll go over my formula again for anyone else. And then you got you had an interesting session about breathing.
Yep.
Which really struck me.
That I'm sending all three of you guys to this man.
I love it. Yep. And then I know Pooji's Pop Corner. I think it was Alyssa who gave us that one. But yeah, Pooji's Pop Corner in RGF Bonus do have a lot of stuff to keep us cool and hip.
We got some fun things.
Cool. Thank goodness. Thank okay. God. All that more, you guys, on this edition of Regular Guy Friday.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili. Baby, you
back on Regular Guy Friday as Barbie talk continues.
Hell yeah. This is Dua Lipa, aka the mermaid.
Yeah, see, I guess
infamous dancing.
I guess I was a little triggered because I'm just like, I gotta get out of this country. They're gonna let you, we're all gonna be lit on fire.
Because
it's and then when the real world comes knocking on your doors and you go, oh shit, would we, what, why did we kill the, why did we kill the guys? We we're better together, people.
Better together.
But I will say this. Yes. But I'll say this to the point of, there was a point in the movie where the guy character, is just so cocky and kind of thinks he's gonna wing his way through everything. Yeah. And I will tell you guys, you know, that's a guy thing. Yeah. And you know, personally, and I've heard other, I'm not the only one to say this, but that's why I have always done better working with women. Mm. But I've had, it's been 50-50, but I do, you know, and I will say, and I don't know if this makes me wrong or not, but I'll talk differently to them, but it's more coaching.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, so I know with, it's like a Steven when he was young, like he needed me to be tough with him.
Right.
And then he'd respond.
Right.
But if I were going to be like that with, say, actually, Roxy's pretty tough. I could be like that. Yeah. And I have had to be tough with Roxy.
With me? Uh-uh.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but I guess it, that's not male or female. I'm just saying you typically is what I've dealt with to get results. But I will say that women have been harder working, more detail-oriented, care more about the job, care more about the team. My experience, everyone else's experience is different. But it was funny this week, a friend of mine reached out and said, hey, we talked to my son about his career and, you know, he's in between jobs and he's confused. And I said, sure. Why not? It's a really good friend. And I wanted to help the friend. And, you know, it came by after Buzz, gym shorts, t-shirt.
Oh,
I mean, again, you know, not that energy of, hey, I want to work. I want to present myself in the right way. I want to, you know, it was just like the wing it. Like, yeah, so what do you got for me? And so he didn't say that, but I'm just saying his energy. So, but sure. I played the game for the sake of the dad. And I went, I went over like, well, what do you love? And like, I usually start with that. What do you love? Well, for work. No. What do you love? So I finally got out of him what he just loved. And then, you know, then they work backwards to figure out how does that fit into making money or work. But after we went through this whole thing and he had multiple breakthroughs, oh my God, I never thought like that. I never thought like this. I never even considered. And I could do this and I could do that. And then by the end of it, he was just like, do you like have anything work for me now? Like, because I just need to make money now. And I'm like, well, you have no experience in computers or tech. I'm in the podcasting business. You don't do Photoshop. You don't, like, I'm listening to everything. You don't do any of that. He's like, yeah, but I could probably pick that up. Okay. And then, wouldn't you like need an assistant? I'm like, have you ever been an assistant?
He's like, no,
but yeah. So I'm just saying, like a guy, you know,
which is crazy because girls are so the opposite.
Yeah.
And like, but by the way, we've had, sometime too,
true,
but again, because now the generation is different now, because now we just get everybody. And by the way, I have empathy to a degree too, because they didn't have a parent, you know, who probably had the acumen or the teachers, or you just know, that's why I want to reinvent education. Who would say to them, you'd show up your presentation, oh, you're urgent, you're the, but anyway, so I have empathy, but yeah, I've seen more of the men be like, yeah, so like, I don't know, what do I have to do?
Right. Versus like I feel like I've had friends who have been like, oh, should I apply to this? I don't think I'm qualified.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
What?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So qualified.
Well, yep. Right.
That's the
Earlier in this, before the show, Pooja had an idea for a show and it was like people were like, oh, it's been done or whatever. And she's like, oh, whereas a guy would have been like, yeah, so like I'm going to.
Right.
So
I'll do it better.
Yeah.
truly.
And so, yeah, these are the things that, yeah, that's real. And and we have to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
You're right. It's, women are almost too thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And but you think of the ones who are super successful, the ones who just don't give an F and they throw all the caution.
Just do it.
Yeah. And it's changing. So, you know. But
let's think more do.
Let's think more do.
Yeah.
So we say. Now then, You want to go over the program or you want to talk about breathing?
Talk about your program first.
Well, the program is pretty brief, the formula. I don't know if it's the program or the formula, but, you know.
I kind of like the formula.
The formula.
Yeah, me too.
Formula.
It has to be, because there is the formula. I think what,
that's
right?
Dr. Doesn't, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
So I don't want problems with Dr. Joe.
No.
My Paisan friend.
So maybe
friend.
It is the your program. Paisan fan.
Program.
The program.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steve was like, wow, because he sees my schedule and he's like, oh my God, he's like, you're doing 80. I mean, I have two renovations going, but then I have like businesses in this business, but
scams on fire.
They're in 40 mm-hmm. different directions. The show and Natasha is doing such an amazing job. Shout out to South Africa.
Yes, Natasha.
Good job, Natty.
Everything's good. Our numbers are skyrocketing. The Heel Squad, at Heel Squad, just continues to go up. And now I'm having amazing. Professionals reach out to me and they're like, who? They're like, wait, we're gonna start. So everyone's looking at what we're doing.
Awesome.
Shout out to yeah. So it's been like but that's been like a sliver because there's been so many other things I'm doing. So Stephen was like, "Kevin, it sounds like your dragon's blood is back."
I mean, think about that.
And I said,
"Stephen,
yeah, thank you, Stephen."
Stephen.
Sometimes with me, it's just you just gotta get me angry.
Yeah.
And but I think that I would in the past I'd put that anger toward constructive things, but constructive things that required a lot of heavy lifting and didn't necessarily fill my cup. You know, so after the pandemic, when AFTBA was shut down, I put all that angst and anger into, all right, well, I'm going to, the assets I have left of my real estate. So I'm going to physically renovate all of them myself. Mm-hmm. And I did.
And I did.
But at the same time, that was just pure anger and will. And I'm not 32 anymore.
Yeah.
But I did it and I came out of it depleted and exhausted. And then obviously still had to take care of Maria and then all Maria's illnesses and things like that and through Maria's death. And I mean, Lisa's death, unfortunately.
I was like,
please, I didn't say that. But when I came out of it, I was so exhausted and depleted. And I just said, the universe and my body, like we always say on the show, to listen to your body, because my body was actually telling me, you can't do this stuff anymore. Not that you mm-hmm. physically can't do it, but emotionally. I mean, I'm not meant to be on a roof in 110 degrees, you know, swinging a hammer. Like that's.
Or in a moldy basement.
Yeah, or, yeah. Right. It's I can do it, but you know, I tell people all the time, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And I'm at an age when do I start choosing, you know, what I love and what's going to fill my cup? Mm-hmm. The very advice I'm giving this, you know, 22-year-old is, you know, which I started at 22, it was, okay, this is what I love, but now I'll work really hard to get to what I love. And I think because when I got to what I loved, you know, it burnt my hand a bunch of times. So I just went back to just all the hard work behind the scenes mm-hmm. and never got out of it. But coming out of this situation, I was like, I physically just couldn't do things. Things Marie would put on my plate. I'm like, I can't. I'd be falling asleep in meetings. Like they'd be going over taxes or numbers. I'm falling asleep. Mm-hmm. I'm falling asleep. The idea of organizing used to kind of be medicinal for me to give me energy mm-hmm. and just I'm like grinding my teeth through it and really getting angry too at anyone that was bringing more of a mess in here because with our family, because I'm like, no, it's not funny anymore, you guys. Like this is madness. This is not my purpose. This is not why I'm here. I will do it if I have to. I'll do it if it helps somebody, but now I'm just doing it to do it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's when I was like, all right, I just gonna start going on. I'm gonna go on Adderall. I'm just gonna start taking my Adderall. I'll just be like everyone else in Hollywood, Maria, and that's it. And then I finally just thought of I came up with my program, which was, lead with love, you know, with all my decisions, and then you know try to start having more empathy for other people that would upset me or situations that upset me, but don't let that poison me. Don't let seeing the Barbie movie, which wants to light all men on fire. And I know half the population is going to now light men on fire from seeing that movie, but don't let that bother me. I'll still be me with everyone every day. I'll still be fun. You know what I mean? I'll still try to help whoever I can help. And my, you know, but I'm joking about that a little bit. but anyway, you leave with love. And then I was like, whatever my body needs, I'm going to take within moderation. So before it was like, no caffeine, no this, right, no that. Right. Like, no. If I need a coffee or two or Diet Coke or two or three a day in moderation, I'm going to do it. And then I'm also going to forgive and accept myself for that, not hate on myself for it. But like, hey, I'm just kind of doing what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And then anything that's taking away your energy, it has to get cut as best you can or totally minimized. Mark Zuckerberg in the Social Network movie, you have the most minimal amount of my attention.
Yeah.
And then what does give you energy, just do more of. And that's what I've been doing. And I was forced to do it because I had nothing left to give.
Yeah.
I had nothing left. I mean, even the 8 nights in the hospital with Maria, and I'm up with her every hour with the pain meds and the this and the that. And I just remember like one time she was in pain and she's like, your eyes were open. You were just looking at me. And I'm like, I don't even remember. I was just so
damn
gone.
Yeah.
I was so gone. I was so depleted.
Yeah.
And then I just came out of it and, you know, and I didn't know what to do. I'm like, just going to just keep trying to sleep, which, you know, I mean, you know, see all these doctors and then finally, you know, Pintogate happened.
Oh, yeah. Pintogate.
I bought this $2,000 Pinto and that was the shot heard around the world in our family. And I almost got canceled for buying a $2,000 Pinto.
But did you see that the Trans Am I sent you last night? I found a new car for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We'll discuss later. Yeah,
later.
But yeah, Pintogate.
Well, Pintogate happened. Yeah. And I just, it's a long story. It's far for another show. But I just came out of that and said, okay, we've really lost our way at my age, how hard I've worked.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, and I'm getting crap over this, you know, no. And so guess what? Time for... It's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. And it's time to step into my power and work and be a dad and be a husband and be a provider. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't mean I'll be making all the decisions because I always say Maria's business affairs. You know, in our business, it's like the deal gets cut, negotiated, everyone's excited, and then it moves on to business affairs. And business affairs, and that's where Maria's, that's why we're a good team. That's her greatness, but she's not in that, the early stages of, no, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the program as of now, and who knows, maybe 10 years from now, the program will have been ultimately a fail, but it's working.
No, but you've also been doing a lot of work. Like you went back, you're seeing Ida regularly.
Oh, that's true. Like, yeah.
I think, you know, working through some of those things and having a coach of your own.
Yes.
You know,
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
That's true.
To have somebody, and you know, because when you have those moments, you write them down and you go, okay, we're going to talk about, I'll bring it by.
Exactly.
Ida.
Yeah. And somebody, we've talked about this before with like the difference of talk therapy and like someone like Anita or a coach, you know, she's not just like, you're right, Kevin, that totally sucks.
You got screwed.
You got screwed. No, she's like, and that's why I like my woman I go to too. She's like, maybe let's look at it this way. And, you know, I think that that's really important to someone who pushes back on you and gives you another point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't just
can
like.
Can I give everyone advice too about the, I always say, bring your notebook and be. Get your money's worth. So it's, if you have questions and stuff that you're going to bring to the session, but then also be right, date it and then write down those breakthroughs, hopefully if you get them, and transcribe them. So I've said that before, but the other thing I would say is, and I've been doing this too, is sometimes I'll tell Ida about a situation with someone and she'll immediately say to me, okay, well, next time you may want to say this. So you may, and it's great advice and it's great coaching. But I've taken it one step further with her. I'm like, no, Ida, it's not even about that other person. It's about me. Why did I feel that way in that moment? Why was I upset in that moment? Why did that really strike me? It's not, you're always going to have jerks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe they were a jerk or maybe they weren't even. I don't even know. But why was I, you know, so messed up in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely times where you can say, hey, how do I talk to my mom? How do I talk to my dad?
Yeah.
How do I talk to my partner, my friend? Yes. But I encourage you also to be asking them, you know, why did I feel that? Why did I feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go over me.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just the surface, why did you react that way? Yes. Why did I react that way to it? Why did it affect me that way?
Totally.
Yeah.
Rather than just treat the symptom.
Yep.
You know, oh, next time.
To the root. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. And there are times where you do need to hear how to treat the symptom.
Mm.
But I think there's a lot of times you really have to say why. Yeah. Why was I?
Yeah.
Why did it affect me in that way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we do that enough. And I don't think therapists do that enough.
Agreed.
They just treat the symptom and come back next week.
Right.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
So Kelsey.
Yes.
Tell me about this breathing scam.
Okay.
Because this really hit me and you only gave me a couple of lines.
So I have, it's not really a name drop. She's part of the Heal Squad already, but Dr. Laura Berman.
Oh, she's the best.
She's thebomb.com. She and I had lunch the other week.
Like
Queens.
Thank you.
And she was telling me about this guy. I don't even know how it came up, but she was like, you have to go see this healer I work with. Blue bit of blah. I think we were talking about accessibility in healers, right? Mm-hmm. With healers and how part of the divide is how much a lot of these healers charge, and it seems like only the elite or the wealthy can go to them. And you know, anyways, we're talking about demystifying that, and a lot of that comes with a lower price point, and we understand that it's like they have to make a living, but also, anyways, whatever. So she was like, I go to this person who's amazing and honestly I think one of the best healers I've ever worked with, and he's charges nothing. Like, it's such a good price for what he gives and for his time. She was like, you got to go see him. And so with someone like that, who I'm like, I really trust her, I'm like, done. I didn't even know what I was getting. Right. I had no idea what I was
getting.
Well,
I mean, if you can't trust her, who would you? She's brilliant.
Right. Yeah. Right. And she wouldn't.
Dr. Laura Berman, by the way, you could check her. I know you can find her online. I know she's got a lot of videos out there. And especially
we have some good episodes.
We really squeezed a lot out of
Kevin,
that.
Yeah, Kevin, I literally had a laundry list
of stuff that And then I had a session with her that I have all the notes from that I've recorded.
Yeah.
And she's fantastic.
She's amazing.
So good.
So I go to this guy, and he's happens to just be right down the street from me, of course, at the beach. And he was actually, he calls himself an intuitive healer, but he's like a medical intuitive. So he's basically like, they can literally talk to your body and see things that are lighting up. And I've never in my life been to a medical intuitive. I know, like Tyler.
Oh, I've been to them. Yeah.
Holy, like, oh my God. Yeah. And it's cool too, having come from Heal Squad in that world, because I can tell the BS from the not.
Yeah.
This guy, I've never, ever seen anything like it in my life. It was so incredible. For like the first 45 minutes, he sat there just like downloading and channeling, kind of eyes closed, literally talking to my body. And he was saying things that I was like, yeah, there's no way he would. I didn't tell him anything. There's no way he would have known. Like, he was like, oh, okay. Like, there's a part on your neck, your lower. And I'd been complaining about my neck recently. Like, there's part on your neck that's completely messing with your sinuses, your eyes, your ears, like everything. It was crazy. And then he got into the stomach stuff. And then the stomach stuff, he was like, okay. And that's so much emotion. Anyways, it was wild. And then he did this whole thing that he like analyzed my chakras. So that was the other part of him. Like, he could see if one was over functioning or under functioning or off. And it was fascinating because he was telling me that like a chakra should never be off. If it's off, then that means you're going to organ failure and you need to like go to the hospital. So he was like, I've sent a handful of people after I've seen like, holy shit, your chakra's off, like sent them to the hospital and they've like just nearly caught, you know, wild. So he went through and he gave me like my throat chakra was very overactive. My heart was under like a couple of things, and he gave me basic tools and like homework for me to do every single week. Super simple. Like, for my heart, he was like, I need you every single week, the same time, the same day, to have an hour long date with yourself. Just be 100% selfish, whatever that means. Like, but the same time, the same day, every single week. If someone wants to join you, that's great. But you tell them, I'm going to this movie at this time. If you would like to join me, you don't move it for them. So it was stuff like that that he gave me these tools and like this homework. And one of the things he said, Kev, was he was like, you don't breathe. And then in that moment,
I don't either.
And I was like, oh yeah, no, I really don't.
Have you guys ever done, had this happen where you, and Tasha, I wonder if this resonates with you, where you breathe in and your lungs actually crack because they're, you breathe so little. That they're it's almost like a beach ball that's been deflated for a whole season, and then you blow open it and you hear it. How my lungs are because I don't breathe.
Yeah,
like I breathe so shallow.
We're gonna get you with Brian, Mr. Brian.
Yeah, but that seems
so
great.
I didn't really realize that until he called it out, and he was like, "But this makes sense for you too." He was like, "Your body is constant. Like it's at such your stress." Is that such a constant high because it, your body thinks it's dying because you're not breathing.
Yeah.
You're literally not breathing. So he was like, you spiral quickly. Like you, and I was like, oh yeah, flip of a switch, I spiral. And he's like, because your level of stress is already so high that going into spiral is like nothing for you. So he then did like some massage therapy on me. I was like crying, it hurt so bad. And he was working while talking to my body, like moving shit out of my neck and my shoulders.
I was going to say if you videotape it, I'd know how to do it.
Oh my God. I need to next time or when you go to him, you'll.
Because I'll know how to.
I never breathe.
Because that feels
like
right to me, to my intuition.
Yeah. Never. I'm still sick and I've never been able to breathe like this in my life. And I'm like so aware of it. Anyways, it was phenomenal. And it was interesting too because he was telling me that I hold a lot of my emotions in my like neck and shoulders.
Yeah, I know that from rubbing.
Yeah.
From massaging.
And I was like, damn. So anyways, it was so cool and everyone's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, it was truly life changing. I just think the breathing thing, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, we don't. We're all, because it's just go, go, go.
Yeah.
Fight or flight breathe. All the time.
The other thing he told me that I think would be good for all you is he was like, we don't take our time to eat. He said one meal out of the day. To take an hour to eat one meal.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was like, think of people in Italy. They take how many hours?
Yeah.
And I was like,
the thing is, we're just, here's the thing is, we are just a, from the, go back to the Industrial Revolution, we are a caffeinated culture.
Yeah.
So do you know one of the lead factors of why the Industrial Revolution was able to explode the way it did? I never knew this. The rise of coffee. No, close. No, really.
Wow.
Really? Coffee and coffee breaks. Yes.
Interesting.
But here's the problem is like, this is where I think our country really, one of the main things is short circuiting now is the new generation wants more of the European lifestyle. Mm. The problem is culturally speaking, for the last 200 years, we've been pioneers. We've been, we've had this kind of cowboy spirit here. And so when immigrants come here, you know, rich and poor, they want to work. They want to chase the dream.
Yeah.
The older guard, of course, is trained that way. So it's hard just as a culture. That's what I'm saying. Like there's certain states that might be able to achieve this. But I get where I always go back to Amsterdam. Like it just, everyone was so chill and it was so nice. And you pay a lot in taxes, but you also get something for your taxes.
Yeah.
That's what's nice.
Yeah. It's you see it.
Really, you know, good education, good healthcare. But we're just not set up for that. And this is why we're short-circuiting because we part of us wants that, but we don't have a real system to sustain it. And then it's in, it's not in alignment with, say, like a mindset that's been around for a few hundred years, that cowboy spirit that we have. Right. So, but
it's a good way to put it.
But anyway, but that's why you just got to find your way.
Yeah.
Which is do your own business, go to the lake house. You know what I mean? There's ways to do it, but I think, you know, breathing is we just go, go, go. And I know I'm in that boat too, unfortunately.
I know. I'm like dying for you to see him. It's it was such a good
I think that's reminder. Interesting that it's that hour because you know, Ida said this opened my call and she said, you know, Métis. She's like, you know, Maria doesn't celebrate herself. And she really, she doesn't. Cause I have to even ask her, like, do you realize like what you are or what you've achieved and what you, your talent level. And I'll ask her all these questions, and she doesn't really know. And Ida was explaining to me why that's a problem. And so she said, you know, Maria needs to start celebrating herself more, which is similar to what your guy is saying. And Ida was like, and as things slow down, she will. And I will say, because I've really kicked it in and she's gone full mom, it has slowed things down where she's now seeing things differently. She's appreciating things. But if you, if you appreciate things in yourself, it really does help you even appreciate others more.
Totally.
Have empathy more for other people. And then also the biggest thing too is it's not just appreciating it. Yes, it's appreciating your own worth, because then you'll have a more accurate self-worth. But even appreciating the kind of messed up things that have been done to you.
For sure.
Because that's what I see too, is we all, I'm guilty of this, Maria's guilty of it, you're guilty of it, Kelsey, we have mutual friends who have been really violated, but they're like, ah, no big deal. Mm-hmm. They don't really realize it. And Kelsey, maybe not you as bad as what I'm thinking of someone else I know who, but I'm saying, and it's not about dwelling on those violations, because that's unhealthy either, but it's acknowledging it, because if you do acknowledge it, then you understand like, hey, that was wrong. Yep. I am valuable enough where I should not be treated like that ever. That's not acceptable. And then what happens is you won't accept that in the future. Yep. Mm-hmm. But that's why, so I'm always, sometimes I feel bad because I'm always like saying about, well, your past, this bad thing happened. Well, that goes back to your past, Kelsey, or that goes back. But I'm only saying it because I know for myself, the stuff I've let slide, stuff that went on during COVID with friends we knew, that I'm like, eh, whatever, no big deal. Like, no, huge deal, actually, huge violation, way wrong.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I need to dwell on it or sit in it or go take revenge on them. It just means that I need to acknowledge it's wrong so I don't allow that in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm always like, Maria, I know you don't want to relive. Like her dad, he's very good at compartmentalizing. Mm. He turns up Greek music and dances. But, and he just, and that's fine. But it, Ida was like, you know, sometimes the masculine brain can compartmentalize, it's fine. But Ida's belief with Maria and with me too is it comes out in a tumor. It'll come out. It comes out in tumors. It comes out in Hashimoto's. It comes out if you don't address it.
Yep.
So that's why I'm always like, you know, some of things, Kelsey, like some of the other people you work for, whatever, it's just stuff in your past. I'm like,
no, you're so
don't sit in it. Yep. It's okay. Yep. Like we don't have to like all cry and we got screwed over in life, but no, that's messed up.
Yep.
That's like 100% messed up what you did.
Yep.
And you're messed up as a person. And that was messed up. And it was messed up that I even tolerated that.
Yep. Yep.
And then when we do that, we're halfway home to never letting it happen again. Yeah. But most people don't do that. They don't take that time to recognize, to appreciate that too.
Yeah.
So appreciating the good things, like, hey, I came from Seattle and didn't know anybody. And I was literally walking down the street and I said, hey, will you hire me? Like Kelsey's story, like you should be super proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And you did work in some rough situations and you hung in. And by the way, probably most of your friends you started out with maybe aren't even in this business. I see that happen all the time at like 21, 22, they all start together and by 30, they're all gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So again, appreciate that. Yep. But then also you got to appreciate, not lament, not hate, but appreciate the bad things that have happened.
Yep.
And that's our best shot at it not happening again. And you really valuing yourself.
But I think you're so spot on in where I think it's gotten taken a little too far with the self-love, selfish self-care, this, that. Yeah. It's like, it isn't a, it's about that because of this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's about that so then you don't let that in again. It's about that so
you
don't allow that in the future.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's what it's about.
Exactly. And that's what he was saying too. He's like, no, your heart's not, you know, your heart chakra's not underworking because you've been so burned. No. It's underworking because you're allowing all this
in. When you're with that's why I go back to what I said earlier. When you're with your therapist, ask why.
Yeah. Yep.
Not just that's messed up. This person did that to me. And they go, yes, that's terrible. People are terrible. Next time, yeah. tell them X, Y. Okay, that yeah. is good advice, but that's but, those are Band-Aids.
Yep. Right.
Why did I feel like that? You know, why?
Why did I allow that?
Yeah, why did I allow that? And what? And by the way, you can ask, was that messed up? Maybe you're not yeah. in that place. Like, I know I'm not. And I know you're not, Kelsey. And I know Maria's not, where they don't get, like, you know, I'll never forget a friend of a friend was like hearing Maria and I's story. And he just, and he goes, after everything had been done to us, you know, here's Maria and I in this basement, bankrupt, just one death threat after another, just entire, you know, it's like, it's such a nightmare time in our lives. And he goes, At what point do people not get violent?
Yeah, honestly.
But we just was, you know, yeah. we're so used to being beat up and messed with and get up. And, you know, so like I just said to me, you know, Kevin, like, you, I've never met anyone. And I was like, are you just saying that because me? She's like, no, matey, it's me. She's like, I've never met anyone take such a beating
yeah.
and get back up and still care.
Yeah.
Like you. Care, yeah. She's like, yeah, I've never met anybody, but... You're so trained, we have to get you to be, okay, it's good that you're getting up, but to get you to go, okay, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get back in that ring, you know, and for that reason.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I know my worth.
Yeah.
And what I can accept.
Yeah. yeah. And listen, when you're younger, though, that this is the problem, too, is when you're younger, you know, Kelsey, like, all of that stuff got you here.
Totally.
But the problem is with the Pooja generation, not you, Pooja, but your generation doesn't want to go through all that. Mm-hmm. Like, you, there are times you do have to hang in.
Yeah.
And you have to yeah. have someone not see your worth, you know? Mm-hmm. But like my dad would say in the carny business, it's like, okay, well, when I was like, they're using me, he's like, in a way, what does that mean? Well, he's like, aren't you just working long enough to go move to LA? Yeah. It's like, so? Yeah. The way you're using them too. Mm-hmm. But I had to go through that. And Kelsey, you had all that made you
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely.
It's just you also then have to go, okay, that's
it.
That's enough now.
Yeah. yeah. You can acknowledge that it got you here, but you don't have to allow it to keep
happening. Yeah. No, yeah. at some point you go, okay, you know, but I think, but I do think it's part of the process. And the thing is, we don't want to go through that process anymore, but mm-hmm. then there's no reward when you don't go through that process. Right. And I still don't think that economically speaking, and I'll bring it back to that, we can sustain an economy where no one wants to kind of grind
yeah.
a little bit, you know, yeah. like or, you know, unless you're just going to completely separate yourself from attachments, outcomes, achievements, and material possessions, you know, but again, most kids, because the parents or whatever, they guess they can do that, I guess. But also, again, empathy for the young generation, because I think they are more diverse from you, even more than the millennials. Gen Z seems more divorced from material
yeah.
stuff, it yeah. seems like. I mean, yeah, you'd know better, Pooch. Well, as far as like, are you guys thinking about owning a house? And I've just heard friends would be like, I want my apartment. I want to be able to travel. I want like
yeah,
experience.
I don't want,
you're crazy with your house and having to worry about, you know, leaky pipes and right. heaters yeah. going out. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true. But I just think that there's just not as much patience anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not patient. I'm like, yeah, I mean, we're so like, it, but it's like ingrained in it, in the culture now. Like yeah, you go on TikTok, I want to laugh 30 seconds. I pull up my phone and then I can. I want to get this. I can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, no one,
everything's quick now.
No one's quick fix. No one's bored anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's bored because, you know, and kids aren't bored. They,
also, you don't have to work to like as kids, like we had to make up games and get creative. But now yeah. you don't have to do that. Like you just have an iPad and it's and you have crazy. Fun, quote unquote, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But like yeah. now it's almost like, oh, I don't just get it easy. Like nothing great comes easily. I get to work hard for it, but we don't have that patience anymore because we're like, we can just get everything so quickly. Yeah. So when stuff that we want, like yeah. to be a famous movie star, doesn't come like in the like snap of a finger, it's like, oh, what do you mean? I worked, I did a whole month studying at a conservatory. I should be like here, but it's just not how it works. Like,
you know,
where you guys, I think
I want to say this
longer
empathy for you yeah. guys. So for you, your generation, Pooja, that's that's been around for a while. It's just more of it now. If you go back to Swimming with Sharks, it was the kind of the first movie made about how messed up our business is. Kevin Spacey, of all people, plays this sinister, cruel studio boss. Mm. And his assistant and all these other assistants, they're chain smoking. They have no social lives. I mean, it's just how that our business was. And, you know, it really isn't as much anymore. You guys might think it is. It's not. But back then it was like, you know, you work 7 days a week, weekends, you're working all weekend long. And then the assistant takes revenge on the Kevin Spacey character and kidnaps him. And they have a back and forth. And there's a moment where the Kevin Spacey character gets to stand, you know, kind of tell his side of it. And he did say something to the effect of, you know, basically like, it took me 20 years to get here and I put up with all this crap. Again, shit rolled downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, oh, but I forget, you're from the MTV generation. I want it now. Now that was made 20 years ago. So you know what I mean? So none of this is new.
Yeah.
It's just what I think is it's now more people. Just like the toxic behavior you see in humans now, none of it's new. It just used to be the jerk in the corner cubicle who, when you went to the water cooler, he'd be there or she'd be there or he'd be there and shooting his mouth off, you know, and this and that. And you know, and whatever, and some listened and some didn't.
Yeah.
And then that's those same kind of toxic, angry people. Maybe if someone cut them off, they'd flip them off with the middle finger. Screw you. Yeah, screw you. And then they'd be right back in front of their like TV set, watching the news and yelling at the sport, whatever sport was playing. And that's where it was kind of contained. But then when social media came, now everyone got a badge, everyone got a mic, everyone got a voice. Yeah. And so now it's just so much louder.
Yeah, that's true.
And so much more prevalent. Yeah. So none of it's new about wanting to make it now.
Yeah.
I maybe not with the World War II generation because they were just amazing. But I think every generation after that, it just has become more and more and more. And then now with social media, it's so magnified, like you said, because you can... I wouldn't be able to see the TikTok. I might hear on the news about our big thing was hearing about the 22-year-old filmmaker who won Sundance, Kevin Smith or Ed Burns.
Okay.
And then that became the Benchmark. Our person that we had to be. And if we didn't get there, we were failures.
Right. Okay.
And I was blessed enough to have older mentors grab me and go, hey, dummy, let me tell you what these five big movies have in common. And I forget what they were at the time. He's like, the median age of all the directors of the top five movies I just mentioned, he's like, is 58 years old. Right. He was like, so don't get into that lottery ticket mentality or you're going to stay there. He's like, that is not the typical trajectory. And by the way, listen, Kevin Smith and Ed Burns are fine, but I don't think it did them any favors. Mm. I think it was, you know, it's too much, too soon, too fast.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the great life experiences really to tap into anymore.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And it's been a struggle for them. They're fine, but they really struggled. It's not been easy for them.
No.
And I will say, even if you go to Orson Welles making Citizen Kane at such a young age, his career was just, yes, he had some other great films, but they were lesser and lesser degrees. He got more and more miserable.
Yeah.
So,
well, because you're robbed of so many lessons that you should be learning. But when you get it all faster at 22 years old, like that fuels your art. How are you supposed to make amazing movies, music, whatever it is, when you don't even, like you stunted at age 22.
Robbed of your lessons.
Right, exactly.
I feel like Adam West in Batman when he looked at Robin and he said, "Some out of the mouth of babes, oft times come gems."
Mm.
Little Poochie. Yeah, you're right. You're robbed. No, it's true. You're robbed of your lessons. And
yeah,
Because here's the thing. Sometimes, and this is such wasteful thinking, but sometimes I will engage in wasteful thinking and say, what could I have done differently? You know, my career. Now, other than times in my life that I hurt other people by being an idiot, by being a Ken, you know what I mean? Jeez. That I feel really badly about. But career-wise, I'm so grateful that it hasn't happened in the ways I wanted it to, because I tell you, it would be over now. I know it would be. I know it would be a whole different set of ugly problems. So it's been much better to have it go this way. So, you know, I think, but again, that's why I want to revamp education. That's why parents need to hear this stuff too, because someone's going to teach you guys this, teach your generation. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yeah.
I was saying to this one kid I met with, I said, I had to tell his dad this, go. And this is the other thing too, a lot of kids do, is then they put all this pressure on themselves when the parents, this generation of parents doesn't appear to me to be the ones putting the pressure on the kids. Mm. My generation parents was, you need a job, you need a job with benefits. What, you know, what are you doing? They might not have pushed us out of the house, you know, like that. They were always pretty, seemed like pretty good about stay as long as you want, but it was get to work, get to work, get to work, get to work. When are you going to meet somebody? When are you going to get your life together? It was that. I don't see that in your generation. However, what I see in your generation is for some reason you guys put the pressure on yourself. So this one kid was like, I need to do, you know, I just have to get a job. I have to get, he's like, you know, because I really made some bad mistakes. Well, what are the mistakes? He's like, I'm like, I'm $5,000 in credit card debt. You know, when I was young, I got a credit card. I'm like, okay, so you are going to sacrifice your entire life for $5,000. Right. What do you mean by that? I'm like, because you have a chance here where you live at home. I know your dad. He's amazing. He's my mechanic, you know, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, he's awesome. He's the best. Your dad's a peach. All he wants is for you to win and succeed. You are in one of the rarest positions right now. $5,000 is nothing. Go get a job waiting tables and pay the credit card $100 a month. It'll mean nothing. But you might sell your soul for a job right now to make money. And then you're going to wake up at 32. And now you can't get out.
Yeah.
Now you're not going to be able to go, oh, I'll go take a job for no money to learn, or I'll go back to school. Like, no, this is now your time to pursue what you love. And that's what your parents want. They want you to be happy and fulfilled. They don't want you to be lazy. They don't want you to be a bum. No, but you have to, that's what you need to do at this very precious time, because now when you're 30 or 35 or 40, they may go, okay, come on now. Mm-hmm. And then that, or you might be, in a job you don't love, maybe, and now it's a new lifestyle that you're not going to be able to, you don't want to surrender, or you're not going to have that, maybe even the energy at that age.
Yeah.
So this is the time. So that I see is a problem. And parents don't seem like they know how to really communicate that to the kids, or the kids are too close to the parents where they're not listening. But it's my number one problem I see. Is the kids are good and they want to work and they want to go after their dreams, and the parents want that for them, but the kid thinks the parents want them to go get a job with benefits and something that is cookie cutter that they can be or make a ton of money, you know, at 22. Like, that's not what they want. They want you fulfilled. They want you happy. And they want you responsible, which doesn't mean go be a punk and spend all their money on booze and drugs or being a goof or sleep till like 2 o'clock. No.
Right.
But the kids I'm talking to are all good kids. They're all trying. Yeah. So I feel like I see that disconnect. And anyway, may that be said of us all. And that's the way it was. I'll go to Walter Cronkite, see if the steam would remember him. The original
Walter Cronkite.
Really? How would you know Walter Cronkite?
Well, because of, I was broadcast. I used to study all those people.
Ah.
And Edward
Murrow. I mean, he was done when I was a kid.
No, we studied them all.
Interesting. Well, let's get out of here and let's go over to some bonus. Please take us out, Nanny. I'm missing my call.
Let's go out with I'm Just Ken. You're missing a call?
Oh, yeah. All will be well. That's what the fake psychic told me. That's all I can go by right now. yeah, let's get out of here, and then let's go right in. We'll go into some Pooji's Corner, Pooji's Pop Corner, our segment where Pooji tells us what's cool. There is no Just Ken. It's true.
What I do.
It's amazing how you know that song.
I would also like to say that Ava Mendez, her birthday's 3 days after mine.
Oh, wait. So wait. Oh, wow. Yeah, because this is going to be birthday, right? Aren't we entering into birthday zone?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a Leo rising.
Yeah.
So, like, I like to claim this month as mine, but it actually is. Yeah, we're in Leo season.
Okay.
I feel like every single one of my friends is a Leo, so I'm not kidding you. For two solid weeks, starting with Ashley Daniels on the 3rd, I have every, and then my sister, and like everyone, every single day.
We have to find out, can you, okay, we have to find out, why do you have that block in your life? I have that block.
Of your Cancer season. I think, right? I know why mine,
I have like 12 people super close to me.
Yeah. I'm very attracted to that energy because, I mean, I'm going to sound silly with my astrology, but I'm attracted to that energy because that's my rising. So it's like very like what I want to kind of lean more into. And those people are that. So I'm attracted to that.
And I'm attracted to the mental patients.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now that you mentioned it.
Now that you mentioned it, no, I have to look at your chart again. But they, yeah, no, you
can. Yeah,
you
no, have, they're all have, awesome, but they're kind of high energy mental
correct.
Patients.
Yeah, they are.
They're my people.
They are.
He my has squad.
Two blocks and two, like Cancer.
Take season. Us right over to Natty.
But
take
I
us right
most
over
of those
to
people, Kev,
RGF bonus.
Is when I look at them, they're
high functioning mental
yes,
patients.
And they're so like. They just need help because there's so much in them. They're so talented, but they're just like
they need underpower.
They need you. So it kind of makes sense to me.
Well, we weren't able to go over our weekend plans, but just know Hot Girl Summer continues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So well, I have a caveat to that.
And there's a whole other month less.
I know.
Just going to whisper out there that we're like a couple weeks away from, I'm telling you, the Christmas tree is going into the Lowe's.
I mean, I'm already seeing Halloween stuff.
I'm already seeing Halloween
very
stuff.
Exciting, very exciting. Very exciting. Okay, Pooji.
Okay.
What's going on? Get us back in the know. Pooji's pop corner is here.
Well, Kels was texting yesterday about girl dinner and boy dinner, which is all over TikTok right now.
Yeah.
And Kels, do you want to explain it? You're really good at it.
Well, girl dinner is basically just like, I feel like it's like our age in our 20s, right? Mm-hmm. Like late teen, early 20s, you're not living at home, your mom's not cooking you dinner, and it's like, maybe I want to have a bag of chips for dinner.
Right.
Maybe some I want to have like rotisserie chicken. Maybe right. I want to have some water and some tears.
Right.
Like, it's just like stupid. I don't even exactly. know how to explain it that well, but it's like, I'm going to have a granola bar and...
And like a Fanta. Like yeah, it's a yeah, weird combo yeah. of random things that you find.
So Natasha, yeah. you coming from another country, does this stuff just baffle you?
No, that just sounds like, you know, a young person who's just moved out who doesn't know how to cook.
Yeah. Being a girl in your 20s.
But we label it, which I love. But again, and it becomes a thing,
yeah,
which is amazing.
Well, and now there's boy dinner, which funny enough,
oh, yeah, what's boy dinner?
My
Mac
friend.
Mac and cheese or what?
Kind
Dino
of
nuggets.
But like it was a response to girl dinner and he went viral and now like BuzzFeed like
no
all
way.
These like morning of Good Morning America like they wrote articles about
this.
His video he was promoting his
no
song
way.
The best
that's amazing
and
though.
He like opened he was like this is my boy dinner like as a joke in response to girl dinner and he like pulled over his covers and there was a pizza box and then he like took a bite of the pizza so it's like for boy dinner, it's like gross. Frozen pizza, like mac what and cheese, like
we're funny.
Random, yeah, like random, like frozen food stuff like that. Yeah. So it's not that different from girl dinner. It was just a funny,
but
like
we're
flip.
Cuter and more fun.
Yeah, ours right. are more fun. Exactly.
Very good.
So French that's fries. Been popping.
All right.
And then, have you guys heard of Pinky Doll on TikTok?
I mean, I have, but explain it to Kelsey.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, me and Kev were texting about it and everything.
Yeah.
So there's this girl who goes live on TikTok and. She makes actually, Nat, if you can pull up a video on YouTube, Pinky Doll, so you can hear it. She goes on live and on TikTok Live, you can send like money
yeah.
and people will pay her money to imitate what they want her to imitate. And she apparently made $7,000 a month this month off of doing that. But I want you guys to hear what it sounds like because she'll be like, fire, 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 like. Like, and then she'll slurp and be like, ice cream so good. Ice cream so good.
Wait,
like,
what?
It is.
I love it. I don't get it. Madness. I love this world.
Like,
I hate my life, but I love this world.
Wait, I don't
good.
Get it.
This is amazing.
I, yeah. It's,
we are just gone.
So imitating what?
Like,
I never say I create NPC, but I did create this entire trend going viral everywhere. Yes, I did that. You need to listen to what I say, process, and understand that you're talking caca. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, next, yo, guess who is in New York Times and Washington Times right now? Yes, it's Pinky Doll. Yes, yes, yes. You already know your girl is going hard.
I'm in.
This isn't what she does.
But this is Pinky Doll?
This is Pinky Doll.
How do we get her on the show?
Doesn't she remind you guys of Cardi a little bit?
Do you guys think that this is going to affect our working relationship with Woe Vicky?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I want to see her do some...
Like an action?
Yeah.
I'm already in.
She'll be like fire, like ice cream's so good.
But what does that
yes,
mean?
Yes, I don't.
Yes, popcorn. Yes, popcorn.
Yeah, people are paying her to do
I'm gonna
do what?
I gotta do it.
Sound effects.
Yeah, those weird sound
Thank
effects.
You.
ASMR.
Oh.
And this is someone reacting to her.
No, I love him. Yeah, I follow his stuff too. He's really funny.
But she's been all the rage.
Yeah,
recently.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm so in. So Pinky Doll.
So Pinky Doll's been I'm all so the rage.
Yeah, I'm a big Pinky Doll fan.
Kevin's it's gonna crazy. Go on and spend money.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, because you can.
No, I want her on the show. I want to become her friend.
Yeah, I wonder if there's
Yes. Yo, guess who?
I bet you she's so fun.
But yeah, anyway, so Pinky Doll has been making $7,000 a month.
Yeah,
off of,
that's gonna go up too now.
Off of doing this, so she's. All the rage. I don't know how long this is going to last, but...
Well, that's what will come in.
Oh, she's talking about Hollywood.
Guess who is going to Hollywood, baby? To Hollywood. Yes, it's your girl right here. It's your girl right
this
here.
This isn't like when people are paying her. I think this is her just talking. But you can imagine. Like...
All right, I'm DMing her. I'm becoming her friend. She's awesome.
She is awesome. So
oh my
that's
God, look
been
at
everywhere.
This. Now she put an envelope what? Over her head. Or a bag over her head. And now she peels off the bag.
Hi guys, it's your girl Pinky Doll.
Hey girl.
Remember when I said Cardi B would never post me or give me a sign?
What did I just say?
Nobody. Well, guess who? It's somebody now. Yes, that's right. She did post me.
Yep.
Look at this. Look
Told
at
you.
This.
She's like kind of mimicking Cardi. Wow.
So okay. Pinky Doll's been all the rage.
I love it. Big Pinky Doll fan. Mm-hmm.
Loves her.
Shout out to Woe Vicky and
We
Bad
love
Baby,
Pinky Doll.
I just still say my allegiance Pinky is still
Doll.
With them.
And then we have a new. Like term okay. that's been coming around. Kelsey, you may have seen this on TikTok, but when something is blank coded, so if something's queen coded, what would that mean? Have you not heard this?
No.
Oh.
Queen coded is like you're coded in queendom. You're like amazing.
Kind of.
I feel like that's too...
So like if someone did the soft smile peace sign,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, that's so queen coded.
Is it code dead or coated?
Coated. See?
Like coated with a coat of paint or coated with a computer code?
Like a computer code.
Oh, yeah.
So like if someone, it's basically something or someone that has stereotypical traits. So like all queens do like soft smile peace sign. So I'd be like, oh, that's so queen coated. Or if someone did like the hand and like the vibe, I'd be like, that's so Kelsey coated.
Oh, that's fun. Who came up with this? Where did this come from?
I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks since I've seen it, but... But I just thought we had to share.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does that wrap up?
So hot girl summer
corner?
Coded?
I think so. Yeah, summer. Exactly. Like if we're going to the beach, it's so summer coded.
Oh,
so
summer coded. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think if it was, we were going to do something that was hot girl summer coded, which
HGS.
Like an event.
Right? Yeah, know, totally.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. Like Night of a Thousand Queens. That's so hot girl summer coded.
Wow. Yes.
Crazy. Well, mm-hmm. Pooji and I are going to make Taylor Swift friendship bracelets tomorrow in preparation for the concert.
Yes, we
That's
are.
That's our evening tomorrow
okay.
night.
Okay,
yes,
so
we
when
are.
Is the...
Next Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you but might, so... if I can get you over to Andrew's.
Yeah.
I'll try. Here's he would like to see you.
Yeah, I would love to see you.
I'm wearing his pants that he gave
yeah,
us right now.
The five star.
Yeah.
They look so cute on her.
Yeah, well, he's got, when you see the amount of merchandise. Oh my goodness. When I tell you the size of a football field of pallets is like, yeah, this
well, because
is for this
they're
city.
Selling out like crazy.
Yeah, every
you got
city.
Us Eras for merch.
Yeah. Well, people waited.
And
then,
by the way, and
Seattle.
I showed you the pictures of the merch.
They
it's
look
incredible.
Insane. So yeah, good. It looks so good. But people went and waited at Lumen Field in Seattle like 4 hours early for merch
because mm-hmm.
it's been selling out like crazy.
Yeah. It's just now Andrew's just, I mean, like this whole place is just, and I never,
yeah.
I mean, the place is huge and it's, palettes and palettes.
Wow.
And palettes
and palettes.
Wow. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I've been studying the lyrics to all the
songs. Oh, everything.
I'm not going to miss a beat. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Well,
so we're making friendship bracelets.
Yeah, you are.
That's our weekend.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm still sleeping because this cough keeps is choking me up.
Yeah, it's going long, Kelsey.
I know.
We'll have to talk about that off air. Natty, what's up for you? You and the boy, what are you guys doing?
Well, Dylan had a little bit of a crazy week last week. Very busy. Oh, lots of fun.
Yeah.
So he's asked me if we could just chill.
Nice.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because I love that.
Can we say where he was? Now,
yeah, he was at Disney World.
At the Disney World.
And the Kennedy Space Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of fun.
I still think the
cool.
Yeah, the California one is historic.
Yeah.
But
the Florida one, I think, is more fun.
Yeah.
So much more fun.
Yeah.
So much more there.
Yeah.
There's more.
Mm. Anyway. Did he go to Harry Potter World?
Oh, yeah. Or that's Universal.
No, that's Universal.
Oh, whoopsie. Yep.
Sorry.
My bad.
But yeah, he had a great time.
Can someday we go to Hershey Park?
Oh, yeah.
I love Hershey Park.
We do a regular guy Friday from Hershey
that
Park.
That would be so fun.
That would be so fun.
So we're supposed to take her. Yeah. We went on our bucket list of activities. We never made it to
that
Hershey.
Would be so fun.
We should do it.
All right, you guys. Well, I should have said this earlier, but try to remember why we're here. Help each other, learn from mistakes, and have some laughs along the way. I've never said that so effortlessly.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the program.
Nailing it.
That was so coded. Sorry. What?
That was so Kevin coded.
Kevin coded. Yeah, you got to put a word before.
Okay. If you would, Kelsey or Pooji.
Pooji, we out?
We out.
Bye, bees.
Bye, bees.
Oh, wait. I have to tell you guys one thing.
What?
My upstairs neighbor, who's my new best friend, who's Colombian, who speaks a light amount of English.
By the way, we will say this.
Huh.
When it comes to Kelsey's friends, as many grains as there are sand on the beach.
Yeah. But he's my new adventure buddy. Like, we've been going swimming and I walk his dog. And
okay.
But he speaks a very light amount of English, but I've been teaching him B. That's the only reason I'm bringing this.
The most important.
Yeah, I don't need anything else. No, and he's just going along with it.
Does he do in the piece? Sign you?
No, I gotta get him.
So when you guys send me a picture, I want the face, everything.
Of course, I'll teach him.
The self-assured.
Yeah. Well, he really just accepted B. I just one day was like,
why wouldn't he? It's amazing.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
And then he's gonna go back to Columbia and bring it there. We're gonna go global.
We're gonna go global.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're making good moves, Kels.
Hi, B.
Okay,
bye, B.
Soft sign, peace, smile coming in.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends, and if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.